30 years ago today, police dropped a huge explosive on a West Philadelphia row home belonging to the radical black activist group known as MOVE. As WHYY's Aaron Mozell reports, hundreds gather this afternoon to remember the 11 people killed that day.
The afternoon rally started with a slow simmer, but as the sun began to poke through the clouds, things heated up as speaker after speaker decried the assault on MOVE's Osage Avenue compound. Rashid Hassin did so with spoken word poetry.
Philly Bomb Squad, you was tricked in believing the lies. It was a massacre, but they tell you it was justifiable homicide.
5 children were among those killed in the explosion that ended an armed, hours-long standoff with police. Officers had come to the West Philly block earlier that day to clear MOVE's row house, the subject of numerous noise and health complaints. 15-year-old MOVE member Rain Africa says history will never bury the death and destruction of that day.
We stand for life. We will not let any life form be killed unnecessarily, or we will not stand for it. That is not what MOVE is about. May 13th, 1985, they came out here to kill us, to stop us, because they thought if you killed the messenger, you can stop the message. But that obviously is not true.
Hundreds of people then marched from the former MOVE compound across West Philadelphia. I'm Aaron Mozell, WHYY News.